The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in. Here comes Selena in all huffing and puffing.
I'm here. Had to run up the stairs. What? Just kidding. I took the elevator.
What the hell happened?
Bro, there is an accident on the bridge right now.
Okay.
That's why Chidi's not here, I'm assuming, because we're supposed to be doing Chidi's tweets right now.
Right.
There's an accident. It's a motorcycle wreck, so anyone who's stuck in that, just don't move right because it's blocking two left lanes right after the tunnel. Poor guy, you drive by and you see this guy laid out, and hopefully he's okay.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
And since when do tow trucks have sirens? Is this a thing?
Was it like, whoop, whoop,
like, behind you? Like ambulance siren. I thought it was an ambulance. It was a tow truck.
Okay, I've never heard of that. The Bay Bridge, that probably helps get people to move out of the way.
But where are we supposed to go?
That's the biggest question. There's no shoulder to pull over. And I can only help but think, wouldn't this have been avoidable?
Oh, God.
Couldn't it have been avoided? And I'm not talking about the accident. I'm talking about you, Selena, still getting here on time. Because, like, you know when there wasn't a motorcycle accident on the Bay Bridge? Like, when I drove across the Bay Bridge this morning.
Right.
Woo, smooth sailing. Everybody was just going full speed.
But, like, imagine me coming in 20, 30 minutes early. That's just not even me.
I get that.
You'd be like, what's wrong with Selena? She's not okay. She's unwell.
Right. I get that's not on brand for you, but from, like, the standpoint of, like, you know, the Bay Area's number one morning show, like, you know, it would help.
I got you. I know what you mean. Like, that could be your new brand, like a rebrand for Selena. I'll think about it next time there's a major wreck.
What about a rebrand? All right, let's start the show as we always do with the first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Sif from The Nut. I would like to give Matt Daddy a massive shout out for his birthday. It is May 3rd on Sunday. So, Matt Daddy, I hope you hear this. And he had a successful surgery yesterday and is like already trying to hang out. So, you are a superhero. I just want you to know that I love you and happy birthday.
No regrets. Yes. Happy birthday to Matt Daddy.
Who gives a fart?
What do you think he had surgery on?
He got a nut.
Rhinoplasty. Mm.
BBL.
Oh. I think so. BBL. Wow, you're
calling
BBL.
All at once. Because usually you go in and you don't just do one thing. You do everything.
That's tubes tied.
Lipo as well.
That's tubes tied. I don't think that's it could have been, we've learned from Seti Set there, our buddy, that Matt Daddy's a very proficient bowler. He competes in a lot of tournaments. Maybe it's a bowling-related injury.
Mm.
Yeah.
He got a nut.
Yeah, we really don't know.
Shout out to The Nut.
Yeah, shout out to The Nut.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Terry calling from Vermilion, Ohio. Happy Friday. I'm not going to be able to listen as often as I'd like. I lost my job yesterday, and I was hoping that maybe you could part with a chug mug. That would really make my day. I'm pretty sad and not really happy that I lost my
job. Oh,
she lost
her
job there. Let's get the sad music out. Now, Terry, that's our buddy, Terry from Vermilion, Ohio. She plays along with our What the Bleep game a lot. We got to know her a little bit. And look, JV Show number one in Vermilion, Ohio, all because of Terry. Now she's out of the job and she has come pleading, begging to the JV Show just one little tiny chug mug. Is that too much to ask to, you know, brighten her spirits after this just awful news?
I mean...
And I'm going to throw it to Jess right now.
Yeah.
She can decide whether or not she's going to give her... Poor Terry just lost her job. Find a little room in your heart.
But you said, why doesn't she just get a new one?
One
Great resort and casino.
Yeah, they are hiring. They are hiring, Terry.
Great idea, Selena. But no,
a lot of new roles. Jess, one more chance to redeem yourself. Plastic jug mug?
I got you, Terry. Check your email.
It's not what I heard. It's not what I heard.
Don't tell anybody. Wow.
Jess is going to hook you up.
Heartless.
And sorry you lost your job. Oh, my God. I can't imagine. We feel awful.
But don't stop listening, Terry, because we don't want to lose our number one.
Yeah, if you could still wake up at the same time every single day to listen to us live, that'd be awesome.
Vermilion, Ohio's a pretty big market for us.
Yeah.
We need to stay number one.
All right, guys, it's time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
There are dozens of rallies and gatherings planned for today, not only here in the Bay, but just across Northern California. It's all part of the May Day marches that are going on in support of rights for workers and immigrants. If you want more information on where you can go today, maydaystrong.org for a full list.
Well, the brooms were out yesterday in Philadelphia, and unfortunately, that's because the Phillies were busy sweeping the Giants. After a rainout on Wednesday, the teams played a doubleheader yesterday, and the Phillies edged the Giants by just one run in both of those games to complete the sweep. Giants now head to Tampa to start a three-game series with the Rays. Game one is this afternoon, and first pitch is at 4:10.
Oh, Max!
A mixture of clouds and sunshine for this Friday. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. After today, temperatures will drop into the mid-60s for the weekend. But there were supposed to be some sprinkles on Sunday. Now that's looking more like a drizzle.
Hmm. Wait, so my kid, I am going to have to go to my kid's Little League game?
Oh, yeah, you have to go.
Hey, Aquarius bestie.
Hey.
Your day is going to be an 8 out of 10. Today's all about getting clear on what you want. Money, self-worth, and new connections are highlighted. So make practical choices and lean into spaces that help you feel grow and feel valued. Chidi.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we made it through that awful traffic on the Bay Bridge. And you're here just in time, so we're going to do Chidi's tweets next. You didn't get out of it. Sorry.
Aww. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jennifer from Hartford, Connecticut. Just want to say happy Friday to you guys. And I hope everybody listening has a great day and a great weekend. Love ya. Bye.
Aww.
Yeah, love you
have
back. And thank you very much, JV Show. Number one in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yay!
It's all because of you, Jennifer. So appreciate
so
you listening to us out
yes,
there.
Yes, it's Wild 94.9. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And Friday mornings, because Chidi tweets so much, Graham does a dramatic reading. This is Chidi's tweets.
Going to Reno this weekend? Let's see if I get rich.
Woo-hoo!
Spoiler alert, you're not going to.
Why would you say that?
Why?
How many stories have ever started, hey, I went to Reno this past weekend and I got rich?
That's a good point.
I've never heard that phrase.
But what do you
uttered.
Consider rich?
Like $100.
Okay.
$100?
Yeah.
That's Let's more all chip than what in. I... Let's go around the room and chip in right now and make Chidi's dreams come true.
You're better off winning crazy cash, Chidi. That's $1,000.
Yeah, did you enter the Sours Nationwide keyword? It's bills.
Have you Take tried
the
that?
Keyword, bills over to wild949.com. Enter it there. Chidi, what the hell are you going to Reno for?
I don't just like to do just a little vacation getaway. Like,
ooh, love that.
Just a little road trip.
Who are you going with?
My aunt and my cousin. Just us three girls. So it's like a little girl
trip. Okay, that's cute. That's fun.
Girls road trip?
Yeah.
Love it.
You guys all share in a hotel room, like pillow fights and stuff, or everyone get their own
your
room?
Lingerie.
Oh, what? No, that's weird.
Oh. Okay.
Fine.
Separate.
Won't be doing that.
Separate rooms at the circus.
No, same room.
Oh. Okay.
Same bed.
No.
Back on.
Yeah. Ew, that's weird.
I know. What's wrong with us?
Yeah. Sorry. That's what we
Let's
do best.
Move on.
All right, well, have fun, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. 9:30 a.m. and the gym is packed.
You went to the gym again.
Day three.
Chidi has proven everybody wrong.
Yeah.
How so? She said she was going to go 75 days in a row to start this year, and it's May 1st today, and she's on day three.
Well, I've been doing other things. Like, I've been going on walks majority of the time. So
I feel that counts.
I feel like that counts, yeah.
Okay. Very light cardio.
But at 9:30 in the morning, you're at the gym. That's not like you.
I know, right? Well, I was kind of forced to go. My aunt wanted to go to Zumba, so I decided to go with her.
And you did a Zumba class?
No.
Oh.
I can't do that.
Oh, and I paid to see a clip of that.
Wait, it's actually fun. I've done Zumba before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, now I want to see a clip of that.
Nerd alert.
That'll never happen.
If somebody has a clip of Selena doing Zumba, we will pay.
It
we have
fun.
Money.
You have well, Chidi will have money after she comes back from Reno.
Yeah, she's coming home rich.
Yes.
I should have been born before the 90s. Like, man, everybody and they daddy was fine as hell. I would have gotten around for sure.
Oh my God.
Whoa, Chidi. Jeez, this is a family show. But explain.
I try to keep it PG as possible. But I love that.
would have gotten around.
I really would have. I would have been a groupie for sure.
So you're a big fan of the 90s look, born before the 90s. So you're saying, like, people from the 80s? What look are you getting all hot in your loins for?
The 90s look, but I wish I was, like, 20 or something in the 90s.
Gotcha.
So you right now, but in the 90s.
Yes.
Oh.
Got it. Who are you? Who did you write this about?
Yeah, who's your heartthrob? Like Urkel?
Like Eddie Urkel? Murphy? Wait, Eddie Murphy was kind of fine back in the day.
I'm sorry, but I'm not believing you right now, Chidi.
No,
Leonardo DiCaprio, fine. Morris Chestnut.
Okay, yeah.
Michael Jackson when he was in his bad era.
Stop.
It was fine.
I'm stopping you right
now.
Yeah,
I'm not. I can't get on board with that one.
You still lost me at Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry.
Eddie Murphy was nice looking.
Stefan Urkel?
I don't know who that is.
Yes. Just say yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's
that was his alter ego.
Him, no. Stefan Urkel. Definitely, yes.
Yeah, he took the glasses off and he was fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Friday.
Woo!
So, question for Graham. How'd it go last night with your wife on her birthday? Did she exchange her voucher? Ooh, we need to know.
Yeah, it was my wife, her birthday yesterday. And that's, our buddy Nestor from Concord wanted to know if she cashed in her voucher. Everybody knows you get one voucher once a year on your birthday. And unfortunately for my wife, no voucher cash.
She's still out of town, right?
Well,
she got back last night.
She got back last night, and she came sprinting in the door holding her laminated voucher. Unfortunately, it was at 1 a.m., and I had to let her know.
No, the time has passed.
They expire at midnight. Now she has to wait
till Mother's
365
Day.
Days until her next birthday.
Or Mother's Day. We don't get a Mother's Day voucher?
Nope, not a thing.
Wow.
Sorry.
Nope. All right. It's the JV Show, Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, JV Show. This is Tweet from Lincoln. Graham, stop raining on Chidi's parade. Not everyone can be a professional gambler like you. Anyways, Chidi, if you do go to Reno, make sure to stay at GSR. That casino is kind of like Grayton, but over in Reno. All right, have fun and get rich. Bye.
Ooh, and if there's anything I know about anything that's like Grayton is probably pretty
that
nice.
That means it's nice. GSR, Chidi, you got a Reno girls trip this weekend. Where are you staying? Are you staying at GSR?
No, I'm not staying there.
Oh, no.
I'm staying at the Marriott or something. I don't know.
Come on.
But I will check it out. I mean, if they have a casino, I'm probably going to still be there.
Right.
Okay.
What's your game?
I don't know. I've been to a casino, but I never played anything, so.
Okay.
Ever, yeah.
I don't see you winning. I don't see that in the cards.
Not big money. No, I think she'll win because it'll be like the first beginner's luck.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Maybe interesting.
Get rich, Chidi.
Well, at this hotel, Chidi, do you ever eat the all-you-can-eat breakfast?
I usually do.
You do?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of nervous when you brought that up.
I don't.
Ever?
Not really. I've heard too many awful things, and I don't know. It doesn't look fresh most of the time, if I'm being honest. And I'm talking about those, like, all-you-can-eat buffets that are downstairs. Like, not the nice ones where they bring you your plate to your room. You know, I'm not talking about that. So I saw this video, and this girl, she was like, come make hotel, you know, buffet scrambled eggs with me.
Oh.
Go check this video on our Instagram story.
Do I want to?
You don't want to.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe not. But you're going to anyway.
Yeah. I'm going now.
She pulls out. I mean, no surprise here. They're not made from actual, like, freshly cracked eggs, okay? She pulls out this Ziploc bag of eggs from the fridge, microwaves it for a few minutes.
Then
she dumps out this gunky, yellow, eggy stuff, and she just kind of smashes it down to get it to look scrambly.
To make it look scrambly. Yeah, it comes out in a big, like, flat blob.
And then you just put it on the platter, and here you go, people. Here's your free eggs in the morning.
Okay, look, it's probably legitimately eggs in there. You're just reheating a egg bake thing that was in there before. It's not going to have any flavor. They're going to be trash. But is this... I mean, think about the food production in the world that we live in.
That's
like,
true.
Think about the restaurants that you like and talk about on the show. This Selena, how do you think they're making their food?
This is what it made me think of, because this looks exactly like other eggs that I've eaten other places. So restaurants that are probably doing this and throwing eggs like this into your breakfast sandwich, you know?
Isn't this the same thing, though, as buying something frozen and then making it yourself at home?
Kind of. And anything that you're just heating up that's already cooked is sort of a similar thing.
I mean, if you want to keep eating it, just say that.
No, usually I'm very particular about, like, eggs.
I am, too. You guys know I am.
But I just know that any fast food place you're going to, they're not cracking eggs back there.
No, I think it's more.
It's this.
More of this.
And it's been shipped across the country frozen in a truck. You know,
how are we supposed to avoid it? Sorry to cut you off, but how are we supposed to avoid microplastics when everything's just heated up in these bags?
You're not.
You avoid it by eating eggs that come out of a shell from a chicken that was not raised in some awful condition.
Then you got to worry about micro shells.
Yeah, I'll take the bits of micro shell in there rather than the plastic that's and all the chemicals that are leaching into our foods.
Yeah. Were you going to say something else, Graham?
I don't know. I could go on a rant about food production and the awful just food industry in this world for hours.
Let's not do that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Meghan Markle's new obsession.
Okay.
According to sources, Meghan has a new hobby that is like taking over her life. It's not cooking. It's not making jam.
Puzzling.
No. Although that does seem like something she would like to do.
Yeah. Knitting?
No.
Needlepoint?
Uh-uh.
Surfing. I don't even know what that is.
Surfing?
I don't know.
Astrology.
Oh, God.
So it started out as something
that's
that she
was...
lane.
And Chidi's lane. Stay out of here.
It started out as something she was just a little curious about. Like, it was more so for fun. Like, she would repost things about her zodiac sign, or she would share affirmations or whatever. Now it's completely spiraled to the point she is regularly consulting star charts. She's doing energy readings. She's talking to spiritual advisors before she makes any decisions, either personal or professional. Like, it's not just a little, you know, thing she does for fun. This is like an everyday thing. She's checking timing and signs and alignments and energy before she does anything important. Like, she's not even going to take a meeting until she's checked the stars.
What?
The stars. And if the energy feels wrong, she's putting it off until it feels like a better time.
Okay, now, when I hear something like that, because I'm not a believer in astrology and psychics and things like that, I inside just laugh and I die, and like, I can't believe people put that much stock into it. But you guys do tend to believe more in that. And look, I hope whatever you believe in, I hope that stuff happens for you. Do you know what I mean? But like, I just can't imagine myself putting any stock in that stuff. But you ladies do. Does it, like, do you ever factor stuff like that in? Or when you hear something like that, are you like, oh man, that's taking it too far?
I feel like it's taking it a little too far.
I think we only think that because it's Meghan, though. And everything she does takes
it. I can't imagine me checking, like, the stars alignment before, I don't know, before, like, a job offer, let's say, and, like, letting that dictate my decision.
But think about where she's at in the position that she's in, where everything she has done has failed. So I think at this point she's willing to try anything to try to help her.
See, I gotta get some advice from some other people.
Yeah,
like, for me, it's more of just like a fun thing.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like running my life.
No. Okay.
And for me, I don't know too much about it. So for me, it's just kind of, I like guessing people's signs.
Yeah, that's fun.
Guess Meghan's sign.
Ooh.
I mean, we know a lot about her. So since astrology is so universal, you should just know right off the bat what she is, right?
She's a Leo.
Is she? I don't think so. I'm going to say Taurus.
She's a Leo.
No way! Did you know this from before?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't know.
Okay. I was like, damn, Chidi just dunked on me. Making me.
I was like, she is good.
Yeah, okay, I take it back. Maybe I do believe. Chidi just looked it up.
No.
That's so
Dang
funny.
It.
Nice really job. Quick, Lexi Brown is getting death threats. Who the heck is Lexi Brown, you ask?
Okay, thank you. I was about
Glad
to shout who,
asked.
But I didn't know.
She's a WNBA player who is rumored to be the other woman in the Megan Thee Stallion, Klay Thompson little situation.
Oh, that's right.
So people started saying that this is who Klay cheated on Meg with, which Lexi already denied. She issued a statement like that weekend. But she did talk to Fox News Digital, and she said she does know Klay. People want to know, well, do you guys know each other? She says, yeah, well, she knows him, but only because they're both basketball players. players, that's it. They're not even close enough to be friends. Like, there's no relationship whatsoever. She's never met Megan, and she wants her name cleared. Like, someone out there knows the truth. Clay, why won't that person mm-hmm. speak up? Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe because no one would believe him anyways. But she says she's been getting death threats, and her family's also been targeted too, to the point they've had to hire security.
Who are these people issuing all these death threats? What? It's not that serious.
You don't know Megan Thee Stallion.
And
sorry.
Somebody cheating in a relationship has no bearing on your life whatsoever. And you're going to go out there and threaten somebody's life? Like, what are we doing?
And why her and not, I mean, you shouldn't be doing this to anyone, but why not Clay?
He's the one that cheated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But it would be, do you think she has something when she says, like, it'd be nice if, yeah, Clay Thompson or somebody stepped up and cleared her name, so to speak? Like, do you think Clay or somebody else has an obligation when they see somebody else getting dragged into this that should not be being dragged into this?
I mean, you're not obligated to do anything, but if this is a true innocent bystander just out here getting death threats, I mean, a good person would stand up for that mm-hmm. person.
Yeah. But then again, do we trust... If Clay came out and was like, no, we didn't. We're just friends.
He'd be like, shut up. You're a liar anyways.
Because Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini both came out. No, yeah. We were just happened to be at the same resort at the same time. And then as it unravels, it turns out they've been smashing for years.
No one would believe him anyways. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. Well, for those of us that commute, we already know it, but it is now official. California has the highest gas prices in the entire country. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in California now above $6 statewide. And unfortunately, with no end in sight to this conflict in Iran, because we launched a war for no reason, it's hard to figure out when we're supposed to, like, when's the war over? How do we know? And that uncertainty combined with the closure of the strait there, it's bad for the price of oil. It's shot up over the past week, and we know that translates to higher gas prices. And when our statewide average is up, the Bay Area average is always higher. So we are seeing prices move closer to $7 a gallon at some gas stations. I had to pay $6.69 yesterday to fill my car. There was not a cheaper option nearby. My gas light was on, and I was like, oh, this.
Do you think they did not want it to be $6.70 because of $6.7? So they're like, nope, we're going to keep it $6.69.
Yeah, maybe. 6.7. No, we're done with 6.7. Maybe. This is frustrating because we are absolutely getting price gouged right now. Yeah. All consumers in the United States should be furious. Oil companies and gas companies, guess what? They're raking in record profits right now. The United States, just to go on a quick rant right now, we're a net exporter of oil, meaning we have more oil than we know what to do with here. We actually export it to other places and sell it. So when the strait is closed there and global oil prices are up, we could control our own here in the United States. We're a net exporter.
And why don't we do that?
Because these companies want to make more money. They see other people selling oil globally, and the price of oil is a global commodity. They're like, well, then we will sell ours for that. No, you don't have to. We are a net exporter of the United States. We're all getting price gouged.
I'm cheating. It's so ghetto here. We should have lived in the 90s.
Yeah.
They were doing it back then, too. Oh. I just, like...
Not this bad.
Everybody needs to wake up. We're getting screwed.
All right. Graham, end your rant right there, please. I know there's a lot more you could have said, but just hang on
spiking.
To that. Yeah. Let's get to What the Bleep coming up next. It's your chance to win a chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. Jeremy from Newark. I just wanted to say happy Friday. Thank you for always making my mornings with the great music and the laughs. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And Piedmont.
Yes, happy Friday. Thank you for listening.
That was
Jeremy.
So random. We just got
appreciate
it through it.
You.
Hey, happy weekend. It's the JV Show here, Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We were just talking about astrology. If you don't know, Meghan Markle is like obsessed with it, I guess.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. Love, love, love you guys. Love listening to your show, and especially the astrology statement you guys put out every day. I wonder who else believes in astrology. I guess it's not only Megan. By the way, we love Megan. Bye.
So that's one person.
I only
loves astrology
Megan?
For sure.
Oh.
We also like it here on the JV Show. See, I like it, but I like it more when it's good messages. If it's a bad message, then I'm like, yeah, I don't believe this.
Yeah, no. What does this person know, whoever wrote it?
I just like it. Bugs me a little bit when people like exclude an opportunity for maybe a job or dating somebody because of their sign or their new boss's sign or something like that. It's like,
yeah.
But that's just me. Everybody's entitled to their own. you know, right. opinion.
And Chidi will have another astrology little reading thing coming up 8:20 this morning. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
There's a whole side of the internet where women show you how to... And I cannot stop watching these videos.
Same, girl. Same.
I've, like, learned a couple things, you guys.
Really? Yeah. Does your man like it?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Because I've shown him. Like, look at what I can do.
Whoa. Oh, lucky. Lucky him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so whatever you're about to guess on the iHeartRadio app on that talkback mic needs to be something PG and family friendly that we can play on these airwaves. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest. We want to be able to shout you out. But, of course, only the first person that gets the correct answer, they are the only ones that get the JV Show Chug Mug.
Yes. All right, so get those in now. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Piedmont. Well, 349, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
Yeah, I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We got your crazy cash. Right now, it's your chance to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
You guys, listen close. You want to win $1,000. This hour's nationwide keyword is...
Piedmont.
No, Jess, it's family. The keyword is family. Take that keyword over to wild949.com or hit the contest tab if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you, by the way. And you can enter it there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to be winning a JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Just remember, this is a family show.
Yep.
Okay, your guesses do have to be clean. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
There's a whole side of the internet where women show you how to, and I cannot stop watching these videos.
She had a lot of emphasis on the word whole to start that.
Yeah.
Is that a clue?
It's not a clue.
Not on your work computer, I hope.
Okay.
I mean, you really could watch them anywhere, though.
You're a
whole.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is cook. Have a nice day.
Teach you how to cook?
That's a really good guess. I do watch those videos, too.
I do, too. I'm never going to make the things I watch. Yeah. They just look good.
Same. It's like you want to see how it turns out. Yeah. But then I'm like, but why? I will never make that thing.
Morning, JV Show. This is Noelle from Bay Point. Is the missing word dance? Have a nice day.
Watch a video teaching you how to Dougie.
Not that one, but I've seen videos about dances.
You watch dance tutorials?
Not tutorials, but like dancing videos.
Ever done any of the moves that you've seen and tried to learn them step by step?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Good morning, JV Show. This is Destiny from Oakland. Happy Friday. I'm guessing the bleep out word is hair. How to do your hair. All right, thanks, guys.
I've watched this before. People always make it seem... a lot easier than it is.
I know.
I don't even try those either.
All right, great guesses. Not the right one yet, though. So if you think you know what that bleeped out word is this morning, go ahead and leave your guess now on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more of those guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Chidi.
And we are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to give, or be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
There's a whole side of the internet where women show you how to, and I cannot stop watching these videos.
You're
learned
sick.
A lot. I've learned a lot, and you would. I think you would want to watch, too.
I'm
interested. I'm
curious. I'm definitely interested.
God, we are so gross. Hey, remember, actually, we're not gross because that word is not what you think it is. It's something clean, and that's why your guess has got to be clean as well. Let's go to your talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Layla, and I'm from Santa Clara, and I think the bleeped out word is exercise. Bye. Have a happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
Elmo likes exercise.
That's a great guess.
I always watch those videos, but if I'm watching them in the gym, I turn my brightness all the way down so nobody sees me because then I'm embarrassed.
Are you watching it in real time so you can like do what that person's doing in the video?
I just watch those videos at home in the comfort of my
own
home.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, but then you forget. Oh,
I'm not sure. Well, I guess I'm trying to remember. Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Jenna from South City. Happy Friday.
And I do think the bleeped out word is makeup.
Makeup is an awesome, very popular guest this morning.
Yep. Yeah. Watch those.
Good morning. This is Jackie from Stockton. I think the bleeped out word is pose. Maybe like you're posing for like pictures. Okay. Love you guys.
Okay. Teaches you how to pose.
Pose. Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
No, I could use those posing tutorial. You know, one pose.
I watch
the millennial those.
God, and I can't stop. It's just a habit.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Linda from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is organized. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Very good
guess.
That's
a great guess.
Yeah, those ones are always inspiring. They declutter their house and everything gets tidy up. And then you just go back to sitting on your own messy couch and like, not folding any of that laundry.
Did nobody get the word this morning?
No.
Oh, no.
Son of a.
All right, guys, listen up. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
There's a whole side of the internet where women show you how to coupon. And I cannot stop watching these videos.
I can.
This one was a little
I can stop.
Tough. But you guys, I stumble upon these videos all the time and it makes me want to try it, although I'm a little embarrassed because I feel like there's just so much that goes into it. But they'll literally go into like CVS or any other store and they'll buy like $100 worth of stuff for like $10, $15. And I'm like, I can't actually comprehend how you do this.
I don't understand it. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, but also, do I need 10 years of detergent right now?
Yeah, I do. I want that.
And it's a brand that I don't use.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But it's practically free. I mean, you'd be losing money if you didn't take
it. But no human being needs 1-gallon jugs of Pine Sol. You know what I mean? Like I'm only going to clean my bathroom once.
But then you would never
have
to buy it ever again.
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm going to go through all that in my lifetime.
You can give some to your friends. Bring it to us.
Mm-hmm. You're getting it for only like $10.
I guess. I don't know.
I want that.
I know. I want all the Pine Sol.
Then you guys should become extreme couponers. Go for it.
How.
Live your dreams. It do it. Unfortunately, like we said, nobody
Dang
got the
it.
Correct answer this morning. Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. Thank you to everybody that left a guess this morning. I'll go through some of the other more popular guesses, and you tell me if this is any indication what people think about other women, because some of the popular guesses, fight, catfish, manipulate, and gaslight.
Oh, my gosh.
Any comments, ladies?
That's rude.
Because you know there's some videos out there that teach you all those things.
That's crazy.
But you need to be taught how to gaslight someone?
Yeah, if you want to be good at it.
I guess.
Whoa. I guess so. And then I don't think I've watched videos on how to fight either. I probably should just in case.
Yeah, self-defense.
Yeah.
That might be a good one. I did make a note yesterday that we missed giving a shout out to Ashley in Berkeley. She had the correct answer yesterday and just didn't put it on the list.
Ooh,
so just shout out to Ashley from Berkeley. She got it correct yesterday. So she didn't get a shout out, so she gets it today. What's up, Ashley?
There you go. What's up, Ashley? Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. It's Angie. Just dropped off Goat Boy, a.k.a. my son, to the train station in Stockton because eighth graders are going to Great America today. Damn, I wish I was going to Great America, but I got to go to work. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good day. And I hope he has so much fun. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, shout out to Goat Boy and the rest of his class. You guys have an amazing time.
Did she just say that Goat Boy has to ride the train from Stockton all the way to Great America?
That's what it sounds like.
What are they
going
to get there? What are they going tomorrow? Like, how long is that going to take? Enjoy Great America, you guys, because I think Great America, this might be their
No,
we've been talking about that story
for
a while.
I know, but it's just such sad, devastating news. I can't bear to face it.
Developer that bought that property, this might be the last summer. Not sure.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
It's Rich.
Rich, you are on to play this morning's Yep Nope game. We have for you
tickets for E40, but not yet. You have to win.
Yep.
You have to win.
All right, thank you so much. Okay.
So here's how it works. And by the way, this show is sold out. So if you won these right now, oh my God, best Friday ever. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just have to get 3 correct. If you can do that, then you're checking out E40, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Here we go with question number 1. Polygon is a general term that can be given to any shape that has at least how many sides?
A polygon.
10?
Nope.
It's 4. 4. It's 4.
Nope.
Poly is 4. Oh.
Oh. The correct answer, three.
Yeah, you just have to have three sides. It's tough to have a two-sided shape. That's not a thing. So three, yes. That's the answer we're looking for there. All right, that's okay.
Polly, it's three. Yeah, you're right. Polly is three.
Yeah, I am. Yep. Well, let me hit myself with the yep.
Yep.
All right, question number two. You guys just got to clean sweep the rest of these. You got this. Lock in. Question number two. Froffles. A combination of the word frozen and waffles was actually the original name of what packaged breakfast food? Froffles is a combination of the words frozen and waffles.
Frozen and waffles.
Frozen waffles. I don't know what that one is.
Belgian waffle.
Think about it. It's a packaged breakfast food. You buy it at the store.
Is it
Kellogg's? I mean, nope. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And the correct answer there is egg waffles. Hey, no swearing.
No cussing, please. So we're going to have to end the game.
No cussing, please. We are live on the radio.
Here we go with question number three.
I'm sorry.
Question number three. Lima is the capital city of what country?
Peru.
Yep. There we go. All right. On the board. Yes.
We are on the board. No holy horrible trivia will be shouted today. Let's finish strong. Question number four. In the Star Wars movies, what's the name of C-3PO's sidekick?
I don't even watch Star Wars. Oh, come on.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Nope.
It's a good poll. Did name somebody from Star Wars, but we were looking.
That's a better guess than I would have given.
We were looking for R2-D2.
Oh,
they're the two little robot buddies. R2-D2 is his little sidekick.
He's so cute, that little guy.
Oh.
Son of a Belgian waffle.
Yikes.
Hey, it was a good try. Well. It was a great try. Very entertaining. Hey, you did not win the up nope game, but don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick, all right? And you guys have an amazing weekend.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day and a good weekend.
Welcome. Have a good weekend. Hang on. Hopefully, they're able to squeeze some tickets to the sold out E40 show at Graton Resort and Casino because we've got the countdown going on now. We actually have an official Graton countdown to the relaunch. And, well, it's not really a relaunch, it's sort of an unveiling of their new expansion. Yes. And this E40 show, again, is sold out, is sort of like the big kickoff
to everything.
Event to all of this.
You want to be there.
Hopefully, they can do it.
All right, Graham, we got some shout-outs.
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. First one here. Hey, Graham, if you can please give Reza a birthday shout-out for his 6th birthday, let him know we're playing hooky from school today because we're going to Disneyland. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate him all weekend long. Happy birthday, Reza. Yes.
My parents never did stuff like that for me.
Neither did mine. They'd be like, congrats.
Get your butt to school.
You get to play hooky today from school. We're going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Reza. Have fun, Disneyland. Another one here. Hey, Graham, our daughter's 12th birthday is this Sunday. Happy 12th birthday to our beautiful and energetic daughter, Mia. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate your birthday this weekend. Have a great day at school. Love mom, dad, and the dogs, Diesel and 40. Yes, happy birthday, Mia. Early birthday. Hi, Graham. Another birthday shout out for you for our French correspondent student, Natalie, who's been staying with us for the past 2 weeks. She's visiting us all the way from Strasbourg, Germany. Isn't that David? And she is such a delight. We have enjoyed getting to know her, and she will be so happy to hear the shout out. She's been loving listening to you guys in the morning in the drive to school, sending Natalie so much love and best wishes from her host family, Penelope, Adam, Nick, and Monica. Yes,
that
hope you've been
awesome.
Enjoyed your time
fun.
Here.
Who gives a fart?
Think she gets all our jokes on the show? Do you think they translate well to a German audience?
She probably just
thinks
that we're, like, very immature.
She's like, that's so weird. Another one here. Hi, Graham. Repeat mom sliding into your DMs. Can you please wish my son, Justin Jr., a.k.a. JJ, happy birthday. He's turning 6 to 7 on Sunday. We know that's so 2025. He's one of the funniest and smartest kids I know, and we're so proud of the young man he's becoming. He's also a beast on the football field. We love you very much. Can't wait to celebrate you. Love mom, dad, brother Benji, and baby Saint. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. This is Sadie from Richmond. First time mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sliding into your DMs. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. I wanted to know if you can please wish my son, Thiago, a happy early 8th birthday. His birthday's on Sunday. He's an amazing, wonderful, smart, and amazing soccer player. We love you. From mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Haley, Mateo, a peanut, and butter. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, would it be possible to get a birthday shout-out to myself? I'm turning 31 on Sunday, and that's from our buddy Carlos. Should we give him a birthday shout-out?
Yes,
yeah,
we
what
should.
The hell? Happy early birthday, Carlos.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Return mom. mom in your DMs. Can you please wish happy birthday to my son, Mason? He is my baby. He's turning 10 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mason. My baby's officially double digits. We're so proud of the young man you're becoming. That's from a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Dad, big brother, and big sister. We love you so much. Thank you. Yes, of course. And
who gives a fart?
Hi, Grant. Want to wish a special happy birthday to my son, Aiden, who's turning 7 today. He's the sweetest, fun-loving boy, and we're so proud of him. Love, a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
A dad, brother, and Enzo. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hello, Grant. Want to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Jose Lopez, a.k.a. Lowrider. Your family loves you so much. We always wish you the happiest of all the birthdays and your lady Lowrider. That's from your lady Lowrider and your daughters. Yes, happy, happy birthday to Lowrider. But really,
who gives
a
fart?
That's a great point. Yeah. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating this weekend. All right, we got to get to today's hottest trending. Coming up next, I don't know if you guys have saw any of the new updates that were made to Celeste Rivas's death certificate.
I have not.
Some pretty interesting, possibly telling things.
Oh, the JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, wrap it up, EOB. We get it. The earth is flat. That's fine.
It's all
is he still
the stuff
doing that?
You need to know.
I don't know. Music, don't know.
Forgot about that.
And the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, I did want to talk about these new updates to Celeste Rivas's death certificate. The LA County Medical Examiner made some new updates to the certificate to reflect some now known facts, like manner of death went from pending investigation to homicide. Cause of death went from deferred to, you know, multiple injuries. And then this one theory as to why David would do this to her was that, you know, she may have been pregnant. That's one of the first theories that came out. But her old certificate said not pregnant. That section has also been updated. It's now marked U for unknown, but it's not a no.
Okay, so we don't have a definitive answer there.
Right. But why update it?
This is insane. Maybe they are still unsure, but like, as in they're still
they're
testing
just not
some
ruling
things.
It out?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's just something that's really hard to determine given what happened to her post.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. By the way, have you guys been seeing like David's interviews that have been resurfacing like in the days after this allegedly happened? He's out talking about his new album like nothing ever happened between him and Celeste. This clip was going around yesterday. Again, this is just days after he allegedly, you know, did you know what, and he's talking about playing his song Romantic Homicide for his mom.
I knew it was cool if she hated it. I played it for her in the car and she was like, David, this song is too violent. You're talking about killing people in your music? No, not my son. I was like, wait, I might be onto something. So I dropped it right after that and it went crazy. I was like, oh yeah, we cook it boy. So because I was already skeptical about the song when I made it, like I was like, okay, maybe it's just too dark, da, 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 da. I don't know what I'm doing. I held on to it for a minute until I decided to play it for my mom and she hated it, and that was my cue.
What a psychopath. What? Like, you're just in great seriously spirits, like laughing, cracking jokes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just it's crazy because you watched that and clearly nobody was suspicious of anything back then.
No.
Because he looks so nonchalant. This
so
is just
normal.
Yeah, yeah, this is just a 20-year-old who is, you know, up and coming. And
my mom didn't like the song.
Right. And to look back at this is insane.
It is. It's crazy.
So sad.
Britney Spears is officially being charged with a DUI. Uh-oh. Prosecutors in Ventura County have charged her with one count of misdemeanor DUI. If you recall, she was arrested on suspicion of DUI, even though it was clearly obvious. Remember, she was like refusing all the tests and stuff.
Yes.
But now she's actually facing charges. Prosecutors will offer her sort of a deal. They say that they will offer her a wet and reckless if she pleads guilty to reckless driving involving alcohol. And that is reserved usually for people that don't have a history of DUI, people that had a low blood alcohol level, or they didn't get into an accident during the arrest, or when the person shows self-motivation to address issues by either going through to rehab or some sort of drug or alcohol program, which she did. Remember, she went to rehab?
Right.
I saw that she's still officially there? Finished the program on Wednesday. Sure. So she's out and she's back at home. Isn't that the shortest rehab stint ever?
Yeah.
That was a nice vacation. I'm sure she went to Cabo or something.
Appreciate this. The last few times I saw her in a car, and I mean, not me personally. It's not like I know my girl Brittany or anything.
Like, hey,
but Brittany. But there's pictures of her Wednesday, like, leaving rehab, and on her way home she is not driving. She does have a chauffeur.
Good
She should hopefully have been
that,
doing this.
Hopefully that continues because she should not be behind the wheel.
Agreed.
Sober or otherwise, I feel.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, really cool Bay Area event alert. It's Woofstock.
What?
You guys heard of Woofstock?
No.
What?
Wait,
you haven't?
That does sound familiar.
This is a really fun family and pet-friendly event. Bring your kids. Bring your dogs. A Woofstock put on every year by Marin Humane Society. We love what they do for our Bay Area pets, so let's all support them. Woofstock is this Sunday at Marin Humane Society in Nevada. They have this huge lawn area. It's a big daytime concert. There's going to be bands. There's going to be a whole bunch of food trucks, raffle, all kinds of activities, again, for everybody, kids and pets. They close their online ticket sales, I read. I checked their site, but you can buy them at the door. 100% of all the proceeds from the event go to support all the little animals that they take care of there, which is so sweet. So mark your calendars this Sunday and head to Woofstock.
Woof.
Now, really quickly, to a free food alert. But only if your name is Mike Hancock, or maybe Michael Hancock, or even what? Michelle Hancock. But if that is your name, listen up. How many Mike Hancock listeners do you think we have listening right now?
There's got to be at least one.
I say six. Anyways, those six people can get a free Firehouse sub.
What? I love Firehouse subs.
Okay, is your name Mike Hancock?
No.
Michelle Hancock?
No.
Okay, well then you're not going to be able to get one. You have to be a guest that has that name and present a valid ID at the counter as showing that you have that designated name or some common variation of it. Again, a Michelle, a Mike, a Michael, a Michaela probably could suffice there. And you can claim a free medium steak and cheese melt. And because, again, the CEO of Firehouse Subs, his name is Mike Hancock.
Oh, my God.
So
that's
why they are doing this.
All right. The rest of us, get your free subs.
The rest of us are screwed until some CEO can get promoted up who's named Graham Herbert. I ain't getting any free food. But good luck out there.
Thank you, Graham. Coming up next, we have your chance to win some crazy cash, your chance at $1,000 plus Chidi.
Yeah.
I'm your girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you find your soulmate. Aww. I went and I took the initiative. And I had a drawing of your soulmate made. And I'm going to present it to you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday! Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Good morning, JV Show. It's yours truly. Graham, yesterday I was listening to the JV Show and I heard you say that you were going to be somewhere, I believe it was Vallejo, next weekend. Can I get that info? Because I wanted to come by and say what's up again, you know. Last weekend was pretty cool, you know. So, look forward to meeting you again.
Oh my God, he is stalking you.
Okay, yeah, stalker vibe.
Kidding, Big John.
That's our buddy, Big John. I met him when I was hosting an event last weekend. Super cool guy. But yeah, now I do probably need to bring some security with me. But yes, I'm going to be in Vallejo at the brand new Sky Zone next Saturday, not tomorrow. Next Saturday. From 11 to 1, sort of a big grand opening party. We're going to have a lot of fun and bring the family. Everyone can jump and bounce. You think Big John's too big? He's not. He's like 6'4". Is he allowed to jump on
there? Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yes. So
I don't want him to hit his head on the ceiling, you know, because
those places are massive.
Bounce super high.
You'll be good, I think. Before we get to Chidi's soulmate, we have your chance to win some crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is rich. Take that keyword over to wild949.com, type in the keyword rich sometime this hour, and you are entered into the running for $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right, Cheeds. Mm-hmm. You are our resident single person here on the JV Show.
Yeah.
And we want nothing more for you than to meet, like, the man of your dreams.
Aww,
right?
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, or are you familiar with, like, what an Etsy witch is?
No.
So these are people on Etsy, you know what Etsy is, mm-hmm. that will sell their, like, witchy services. Like, they can do readings for you, they can cast spells, they can do soulmate drawings. And this came up earlier this week because people were hiring Etsy witches to cast spells on Klay Thompson for cheating on Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, make his Achilles tendons rupture and stuff like that.
Yeah, give him deer legs where they're, like, wobbly and he can't walk anymore. So I was like, oh my God, like, what can we use an Etsy witch for? And I couldn't think of any reason why I would need a spell at the moment. So I was like, you know what? Let's get a soulmate drawing for Chidi.
Okay.
So you listening, you can check out the soulmate drawing for Chidi. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
I'm going now.
I just texted. Well, I put it in our group chat.
Okay.
So go ahead and open up this message and let me know what you think. And I did get two drawings. This is the first one.
Only look at the first one.
Yeah, only look at the first one.
I've only seen one.
Right. That's why I said. Okay. Look in the group chat because I'm going to send you a different version of the second one.
Okay.
So what do you think?
It's decent.
That's a handsome man.
Decent.
That's
good. Yeah.
This guy's good looking. That's a nice drawing that the Etsy used AI to draw from for us.
And you guys would look so cute together.
I know. Think so? So do you know anyone that looks like this?
No.
Okay. So everyone go look at this picture and keep your eyes peeled if you run into this man.
Find this guy in the Bay Area. This is Chidi's potential soulmate.
And you know what? These witches, they did send like a complete like kind of like a reading of some sort too. Most of it was just a bunch of word salad.
Okay.
But they did say like, hey, you're going to have to like expand your horizons a little bit because your guy is out there and you'll know when you meet him because he's going to bring a very calm, safe energy.
Okay.
It might not be someone who you think it is at first.
Oh.
Now, can I ask a question about how this works? Because did they send like part of a spell? Is she supposed to like chant something in the mirror each day or just like look at this picture and manifest it or like really look at this picture and like play the downstairs DJ? What is she supposed to do make it happen?
She's probably going to do all those things anyways.
Yeah, good point.
But no, it didn't come with instructions. This is just a person that is in your future that's going to...
Okay.
You guys are gonna cross paths.
Be on the lookout.
Yes,
and it could be. It did say that it could be in like a not in a work situation, but something related to that.
Oh, an event, Chidi.
An event. Maybe weird. Maybe he's a customer at Dutch Bros, and he walks in there.
Oh my gosh. It could be anything. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? Don't turn your nose up at it. That's what I was saying. You have to be open.
Yeah, Chidi.
To
it,
and then it's gonna be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah.
You should print out this picture and carry it with you, just so you know exactly.
I'll just
what
keep
you're
it in my phone
for.
And put it as a screen.
Now,
okay.
We also had the Etsy witches. Excuse me.
What?
I just sent over the other one.
And these are up at Jamie Morning Show on our Instagram story for anybody wondering.
This second one, I did have to, I had to cover some things up on our Instagram story. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to send you the uncovered version, Chidi. Because one of these Etsy witches was advertising, I will draw your future soulmate naked.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, Chidi needs that.
Need that.
So what do you think,
Chidi? The head's a little small for me.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, no, it took a pretty big emoji to cover that. Don't worry. That part is, that part checks out.
I'm zoom in.
Chidi.
Oh my gosh.
You're zooming in.
This guy's ripped. Head, I agree. His head is like
his
little,
head is tiny.
It's a little disproportionate to the rest of his hulking figure. But Chidi, what do you think of this guy? If you had to select, everybody, go to JV Morning Show.
Oh,
look at our Instagram story because Chidi's looking and reacting to the two pictures of her potential soulmates out there. A one that is drawn naked. If you had to pick between the two right now, would you pick a suitor number one or suitor number two?
Number one. I can't do number two.
Number two has a Justin Bieber haircut.
In the head.
No, like, you know what Graham said? Graham said he's giving Ryan Gosling a little bit.
Yeah, not the body or the downstairs.
Well, we don't know what Ryan's working with.
Yeah, we don't.
I heard he's a Ken doll. but just the face is giving a little bit. It's giving Ryan Gosling and Donald. So Ronald, Ryan and Donald Trump, our president, if you combine the two and they had a young...
You know, I will say, though, this actually looks like a hand-drawn sketch, so I appreciate that part of this witch. Because it looks like there's some smudging around the edges.
Oh, like AI can't do that?
Yeah, AI can smudge. Trust me. AI can smudge.
You think this is AI, too?
I don't know. I don't even care. I think it's hilarious. And also the fact that these are two polar opposites.
Yeah.
If this is really your soulmate, wouldn't they look the same?
That is true.
Some people have multiple soulmates.
Yeah.
So, Chidi, be on the lookout for either one of these.
Twin flame could be...
That's a good point.
Totally different out there. And Chidi, what do you think? And Chidi's seen the unedited version of the picture. We had to post the edited one on our story.
Yeah.
Any comments on the unedited one, what you're seeing there in the downstairs?
Oh, my gosh.
He's manscaped. He groomed.
He is groomed.
He's got
abs. Yeah. Uh-huh. He does have a lot of abs, which is nice.
Yeah.
His arms are a little skinny, though.
Okay, he can bulk. He can work on that. His left arm is a little more jacked up than his right because I think he spends a lot of time.
It's small hands.
Oh my gosh,
he's a lefty.
Yeah, he might be a lefty.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't know this. I don't think I can say anything too much.
Are you impressed? Are your loins ablaze? Like nothing? You're not impressed?
I feel like I've seen better.
Oh, really?
God.
Wow, lucky you. Okay.
All right. If you want to check out Chidi's soulmates, again, I had these drawn from a couple of Etsy witches.
It seems real for sure. Etsy witches, I'm sure this is real.
JV Morning Show. You can check that out on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What is up, you guys? It's your buddy Ivan from Jalisco today. Sorry, I've been on vacation. I do not miss the Bay, but Selena, I barely caught up on everything. I've been on vacation mode, but
I'll send you my selfies and see if we have a challenge or not, all right? Happy Friday, guys!
Happy Friday! Yes, send your pictures over to JV Morning Show on Instagram or send them to me, but sometimes I don't. I know sometimes my DMs get stuck in like other folders and I don't see them. But that was Ivan who was challenging me to a splits challenge.
Yeah.
Like we were going to agree on a deadline and whoever loses and can't and does the splits worse, I guess, would have to chug. And I just want to make sure I'm not going up against like an Olympic gymnast or something, like someone who's done gymnastics all their life.
He doesn't sound like an Olympic gymnast, but Ivan, appreciate you listening to us while you're on vacation. Once you see the pictures, are you going to accept this challenge? Who can get farther down in the splits, and then loser is going to have a punishment, probably some sort of chugging.
Yeah, I mean, if I think I have a good chance at winning, then yeah.
Okay. Oh, if the deck is stacked in your favor,
right.
Then yeah, of
course. Well, I mean, he knows what I look like. He knows I can't do the splits. So.
Okay, that's fair. Good point.
It needs to be even.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. But you know what? It's not about us right now.
Nope.
Okay, let's bring on Travis Hulp. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
We are great.
Good
Listen,
morning.
If you don't know Travis Hulp, medium, amazing person, author, teacher, you have a show coming up this weekend. You're going to be at the San Jose Improv Sunday.
I am. I'm so excited. Yeah.
And there are tickets still available, improv.com, or go to travishulp.com, and that's H-O-L-P. I, for one, am excited to have you on the show because this is like my thing. I mean, not that I'm like gifted like you, but I love to watch these types of things, like the readings.
That's amazing.
So I have to ask, do you feel anyone with us right now?
Already? Right off the bat?
Okay, here's what's funny. No, I love that we're starting with this. So since I'm not in the room with you and I'm on the phone, I can feel a couple of loved ones that are coming through. So typically if I'm in a room with someone, I can like move to someone or zero in on them. So since I'm on the phone, I have a couple. I do want to ask, where do we have, so one of them is making me choke. Where do we understand there being a mother figure that would be departed? And I feel like there's a connection to either like the lungs or the chest because she's laboring my breathing and taking away my breath. And mother figures for me can be mom, can be grandmother, or somebody who is like a mother. Who connects with that?
Me, Chidi.
Oh, okay. So listen, here's one of the things that like she keeps. Were you unable to have final words with her prior to her departure, honey?
No.
Okay, so you were unable to have final words with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we are unable to have final words with our loved ones, they want me to bring that up because it might be a burden or something that we have carried with us. It's that I wish I could tell you goodbye, but I want you to know that she hears you continuing to talk to her. So please keep talking to her. The other thing I want to mention, does somebody share a name with her? Because she keeps talking about like the shared name or the name being passed down. Last name would not count, by the way.
Yeah. my older sister.
Okay, perfect. Because she wants me to acknowledge the name being passed down. And then she's highlighting a necklace for me. Does somebody either have her necklace? Did we get a necklace in memory of? Or where do we connect with the necklace or the jewelry?
Oh, I have a jewelry. I got passed down her earrings.
Okay. Perfect. So when they hit like jewelry and they put their thumbprint on it for me, it's like their way of letting us know that we have something of theirs or something that was passed down. I want you to know that she's an energy that walks with you every single day. So, and you had dreams about her after her departure?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay, so I want to validate the dreams for you.
That was
so her. It's their way of letting us know that's them. So if we wondered about it or if we were curious, this is her way of letting you know, hey, that was me popping up in your dream.
That's so cool.
Travis, you got the entire room here all fogged up.
I'm literally crying right now.
All the ladies in here have got tears in their eyes. Chidi, how
does I love it. Well, that's what I love about this work so much is that, you know, I know that there's skeptics out there, people who kind of look at this as like a magic trick, but I love how healing mediumship can be for people because my job as a medium, believe it or not, is not to prove to people that what I do is real. My job is to provide validation and evidence that our souls continue on beyond this physical life.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, my heart.
Travis, when did you first know that you had this gift?
So I have been able to see shadows and figures and feel things my entire life.
Wait, that sounds scary. Didn't scare you?
Yeah, well.
I don't want to get fucked by a shadow in my room.
Because I, Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. Like, when I was a kid, I would see shadows and figures in my room. It would scare me, so I'd run into my parents' room and, you know, be screaming in the middle of the night. My mom loved that. But, you know, the thing is that it doesn't really scare me now. Now I look at it as something that I'm able to do. I believe everybody is able to connect to their own loved ones. But mediums, we show up in service of the spirit and the people here in this world that are still healing.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This is a lot of information to take in.
Yeah, it is a lot. Well, like, it is a lot, right? It's like, oh, congrats, we're talking to dead family members, you know? Like, that's a lot to handle. Mm-hmm.
Travis, okay, so again, anyone listening, your show is Sunday, San Jose Improv. Tickets are still available. You can go to improv.com or travisholp.com. We have some people that want to see if you can help them connect. Would you mind sticking around a few minutes longer?
I would adore that.
All right, hang on, Travis, and we're going to come back with some more people trying to connect to the other side next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking to medium Travis Hope, who is doing amazing work. He actually has a show coming up. It's this Sunday, San Jose Improv.
Yep.
Go to improv.com, travisholp.com. It starts at 6 p.m. and Hope is H-O-L-P if you do want to get your tickets. Travis, thanks so much for hanging out with us, by the way.
Y'all, thank you so much for having me today. It's been so fun.
No problem. Before we take a caller here that wants to connect with somebody, are you getting any cat vibes coming through? Because Mrs. Meow was my cat in the fourth grade, and a gust of wind came up and it took her tail off. And I just want to let her know that we're sorry that happened. I mean, it was out of our control, but that tail just goes straight off. Any cat vibes
or
coming
hamsters.
Through for me? Or hamsters.
Or
Selena
dogs.
Recently lost Jelly Bean.
Listen, what I know for sure is that our furry creatures, they are on the other side and they are waiting for us. I'm the first one to admit I'm not always the best pet medium, so I'm not even going to dabble. But here's the thing. Your loved ones, whether they be four-legged felines or two-legged humans, they hear you when you say things. So what's funny is that a lot of people don't actually need a medium. I'm happy to be here for people, but anything you say to your loved ones, they hear you.
Do hamsters have souls? Because Selena recently lost Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean crossed the rainbow bridge. Is Jelly Bean talking to Selena throughout the day?
Listen, as a meat eater, I can promise you animals do have souls. There's complications with that, I know, but they do. So it is what it is.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jacqueline. Oh, you know what? Jacqueline, hang on. I did it again. I messed up the call. Hang on. There we go, Travis, you're there. And now let's go to Jacqueline. You're on with medium Travis Holt.
Hi.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm so good. It's great to connect with you today.
So
listen, Jacqueline, mm-hmm. First thing kind of getting started, I have one of your loved ones that's kind of taking my breath away. But they're like making me taste like metal in my mouth. Would we have had somebody that was either like heavily medicated prior to their departure or have something in their system that shouldn't have been in their system prior to leaving this earth?
Well, my mother passed away of cancer.
Okay, that's fine. That metal taste will sometimes come with cancer. Do you understand her being in and out of it prior to her departure? Because she kind of keeps taking me like in and out of reality a bit. Like I kind of this like woozy feeling. Mm-hmm. Do we understand this? Okay.
Yes.
There's this feeling of like, she makes me feel like we thought that things were fine and then either this came back or this came on suddenly. Do we understand this around her cancer?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't tell me anything. The other thing that I want to tell you is that there's nothing different that anybody could have done. This is one of the things that she makes me feel like it's like, did we do enough? Did we exhaust all of her options? And she just keeps making me feel like she's like, I couldn't keep fighting this anymore. And she wants you to know that she is at peace and that she is so healthy. She's jumping up and down and she's like showing me herself at the age of 20. And she's like, please tell my daughter how healthy I am.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And that's like the one thing she goes, my daughter just wants to know that I'm okay. And please tell her that I'm okay.
Thank you.
She's more than okay. Yes. Aww. Of course. You're so welcome.
Hey, Jacqueline, hopefully that helps you there.
I did. Thank you.
Great. Of course.
Thank you so much, guys.
Of course. Jacqueline, you have a great weekend. let me figure out how to hang up the phone.
It's our first time
Thank
using
you guys. Have a good weekend.
Jasmine, how about you hang up? Why don't you hang up? No, you hang
you
up.
You say goodbye first. No, I'll say goodbye first.
Jacqueline, hang up for real. There we go. She's gone. I don't know why. Like, I can't figure out the phone system we have here. Let's go to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. You're on with Medium Travis Hope.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Alexa.
I'm good. It's so good to connect with you.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
Travis, are you sensing anyone?
I want to ask, Jessica, where do you connect with hummingbirds, or where's the hummingbird connection for you?
The hummingbird, yeah.
Where is there a hummingbird? You understand a hummingbird connection, honey?
I have a hummingbird tattoo.
Okay, that was my next question.
How long did it take you? Did you forget about it?
I kid you not. My next question was, I also need to talk to you about tattoos.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we connect this with the female energy that would be departed for you?
Yes.
Okay, so listen, would this be a mom or mother figure for you, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay, so listen. So I just want to tell you, first of all, I love this woman's energy so much. She's making me, like, pace around my room. I had to get up out of my chair and, like, start moving. She's got a lot of energy. So, listen, do you understand, like, smelling her cooking or smelling her perfume? Because she's tapping me on the nose. And so that's my sign and symbol for we smell. Even if it's a smell that may not be physically around, we acknowledge smells as a presence of their spirit.
Yes.
Okay, so listen, please know that is her. Please know that that is her, and that is her standing by your side, letting you know that she is with you.
Jessica, does that resonate with you? Is there a certain smell that you'll, like, smell sometimes and think about her?
And my mom's perfume.
Aww. There it is.
Okay, got it. Perfect. So please know that this is her way of validating that she is with you.
Thank you.
Aw,
you are awesome. So welcome, Jessica. Honey.
Jessica, you have an amazing weekend, okay?
Oh, I'm going to have the best one now.
Oh, awesome.
All good.
I can't take this.
I love that.
Jessica, all right, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can hang up the phone this time.
I got to just say.
Of course. I can't. Jessica, you got to hang up.
Jessica, you got to hang up first. Our phone system's a little quirky right now. You hang up. You say goodbye.
All right. Guys, have a great weekend.
Oh, you too.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. Travis, you're absolutely nailing this. It's very cool. And
yes.
I was worried there for a second. What's the hummingbird? And maybe she forgot she had a hummingbird tattoo. I don't know if she was so overwhelmed with emotion there.
It's usually shock. Like, so when I'm doing, like, live shows and people are pausing, it's usually shock because it's not either it's not the thing they're expecting me to bring up, or they're like, oh, holy hell, like, this is actually my loved one coming through. So it's shock. Yeah.
Very cool.
I can definitely see that. Hey, again, Travis Hope, he's going to be at the San Jose Improv this Sunday, 6 p.m. Get your tickets, people. You see the work that he is doing. He's the real deal. Improv.com, TravisHope.com if you want to be there. H-O-L-P. Travis, the next time you're in the Bay, I know you're a little, booked up right about now, but we would love to have you in studio at some point. We should definitely connect and do
this. It'd be so fun.
Yes.
It'd be so fun.
So TravisHope.com, you got to get those tickets.
And do you have an Instagram or any other social media you want to give out so people can follow you?
You know I do. I'm Travis Warrior Unicorn on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
What the hell did you just say to me? Travis Warrior Unicorn?
Warrior Unicorn,
okay.
Yep.
Travis Warrior Unicorn.
And I do got to ask, because people are going to be asking us, do you do like private readings? They can't make it to your show, but they would still like a reading at some point.
Yep, you can get readings on my website at TravisHope.com.
All right, there you go. Travis, have a great show on Sunday, and thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And you hang up first.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, I'll hang up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jamie. I just wanted to come on here and say that the message from the medium was so beautiful. I recently just lost my grandmother 6 months ago to her lungs as well. She couldn't breathe anymore, and eventually they gave out. But she actually left me her earrings when she passed away, and I also have dreams of her as well. And today is her birthday, so thank you for that.
Wow. Oh, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
I'm kidding. I'm contractually obligated to play that after any birthday. Wow, it's in my contract. You guys know that.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. I'm literally crying on the way to work. My mom passed away of cancer, and my grandma just passed away. And, like, the two things that Travis just said with the two girls that he just read just, like, really resonated with me about my mom and my grandmother. So that really makes me feel really good. And I'm also an Aquarius, so I have an 8 on my specter for this weekend. Have a good day. It's Antoinette from San Jose.
Antoinette. Oh, my God.
Very cool.
I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah. Medium Travis Hulp. He's got a show on a Sunday at the Improv in San Jose. You can check out travishulp.com because it sounds like you really, you know, a lot of people really connected with
him.
What he was saying.
Yeah, he was very great. Cool. All right, we do have to get to today.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Ta-da.
That does sound fancy.
I hate you guys.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So everyone thinks that Taylor Swift is putting out a song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack. I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, but a mysterious countdown popped up on her website. Didn't stay for long, though. It disappeared after about 10 minutes, and then it went back to her original Life of a Showgirl page. But there are screenshots, so it did happen. Swifties are on it. I just want to know who the heck is, like, randomly checking her page. Random days. Like, who was just on her website?
The Swifties.
I guess.
I'm on there every, like, 5-6 times a day, just noticing any little detail.
Yeah, just to make sure nothing changes. But this clock was counting down to 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, so we still don't know.
So maybe we're getting an announcement tomorrow. Something is going to happen tomorrow. As for what Toy Story has to do with this, it looked like Toy Story. Like, the page that popped up for 10 minutes, it was a blue sky background. The numbers were, like, the same font and colors as the film's title on, like, movie posters. It looked like Toy Story. People are also now taking note of one of the outfits she wore earlier this week in New York City. And there's a ton of pictures of her in this blue and white striped dress. She's got a yellow Dior bag and dark red Christian Louboutin sandals, all Toy Story colors. Toy Story 5, if you don't know, the movie and the soundtrack both drop on June 19th. So it's not too far off to think that she could, you know, be having a role in this.
Are you going to be checking in at precisely that time when the countdown hits zero so you can be there the first one to see what it is?
No, you know what? I'll catch people talking about it on Insta.
Yeah, I'm more like,
who gives a fart?
Yeah.
But I wonder what it is. A song.
Some way for Taylor to make more money.
Yes.
Possibly. Yes. Quite possibly.
What if she's in the movie? Ooh. What if she has a role in the movie, like she's voicing a character and a song?
That would be big.
That would. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to Spirit Airlines. We've talked about their impending bankruptcy and potential closure for quite a while now, but it looks like they are finally nearing the end of the road. Sorry, end of the runway. Airplane joke there.
Airport jokes.
We know they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2024 and again in 2025. It's sort of their thing. But there was some hope that they might get saved by a big government bailout deal being proposed by the president himself. But that, unfortunately, looks like that has collapsed as well. And so, and barring some last-minute deal that steps in and some big bailout deal, again, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars it would take to bail them out and rescue the airline. Barring that coming in at the last minute, this will be it. And Spirit Airlines will be flying off into the sunset. Well, they probably won't be flying anywhere because, like, they can't afford to pay the pilots anymore and nobody's on board. So the plane will just be sitting there into the sunset.
So it's they'll really be, like, done with?
That would make effectively end them as a business.
Oh, my God. And Spirit, I mean, look, I would never fly them, but they're still, like, iconic for being so bad.
Yeah.
I still need them around. This is like the end of an era.
I flew them one time. I found it a little off-putting to pay $4 to use the armrest, but whatever, no big deal. I'm kidding, but they did nickel and dime you on every last little thing on there. But if you wanted an ultra-low fare, that was sort of the place to go. All right, another quick story here. We've all heard of Ozempic breath, Ozempic butt, Ozempic Vinsky, Ozempic. What were some of the other ones I'm missing here? There were a lot of Ozempic side effects. Yeah, breath.
Just everything.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them. Well, we can now add hair loss to the list of Ozempic and GLP-1 side effects. A new study published by a professor here at UCSF. They have found that while you're in a period of rapid weight loss, which a lot of people experience when they're on these kinds of medications, during that time, hair loss can also be accelerated. It's more of a shedding, which they say is reversible. It's not necessarily permanent hair loss, but Ozempic hair is now a thing. Add that to the list. Again,
I feel like we heard about a lot of
a new study.
People reporting this when it first
became
a thing.
It is
I think
new.
It just it wasn't one of the ones that
it wasn't studied, but yeah, I think we're talking about
confirmed
it.
Now in the study again that was conducted in part. Right here, UCSF.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The other thing, we are giving away this 4-pack of tickets to check out the Giants.
Yes.
Take on the Padres this Tuesday.
City Connect Tuesday.
It's a City Connect Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. All right. So if you left us a talkback this week, listen up. Here is the winning talkback.
Hi, this is Julio from Redwood City. I need some tickets for the Giants, guys. Come on. Let me be the winner one time. At least one time this year. Thank you.
Julio, you
You've
got
done it. Julio from Redwood City. Oh, what's nice up? Work. Enjoy the game. That's going to be a ton of fun. No need to call us. Jess will be reaching out
you got
and getting you set up with those tickets. Yep. Congrats.
Let's go back to Chidi's tweets. Oh, actually, before we do that, if you missed it earlier, I hired a couple Etsy witchies. Oh, my God.
I like that. That's cute. Some Etsy witchies.
I cannot talk this morning. I'm leaving. I'm not talking anymore. Someone tell them what I was going to say.
Well, you got two witchies
from Etsy
to create some sketches of Chidi soulmates.
Yeah, they're soulmate drawings. One of them said that they would draw Chidi soulmate in the nude, and Selena immediately hit purchase on that order. And so one of these sketches, again, it has been, cleverly edited to see, but you can see the rest of the bod on that hunk of a man with a small head, but very hunky body.
Watch your mouth.
So if anybody knows either of those two people in these sketches or someone that looks just like them, please slide into our DMs, hit us up, because that could be Chidi's potential soulmate. Yeah. This could be magical if this works out.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
All right, now let's go to Chidi's tweets. You tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
My new fixation is Michael Jackson. OMG. And I can't even help it.
Wait, like a loins ablaze situation? Like,
a little bit.
What?
Oh my gosh.
What is your type?
What's wrong with you?
What are you, a 7-year-old boy? Wait, no, that's the other way around.
No, that's his type.
He fixates on that. Yeah, never mind. That's a different thing. Awkward. That part of his legacy doesn't bother you at all?
I mean, it does, but I'm thinking pre that, like before that happens.
I think it might have always been that, but okay.
I am shook right now.
You guys, have you watched the Michael movie? Because that's
so okay. So you watched that. Is that what led to this fixation?
Yeah.
So is your fixation on actual Michael Jackson or his nephew that played him in the movie?
Both. Because
I was trying to save you and give you an escape, but
yeah.
Okay.
Walk right into this trap.
No, because so after watching it, I was doing research and stuff, and then on TikTok, I just have all of his videos popping up now. And back in the day, before the alleged all that stuff, he was pretty cute.
Right.
You guys are judging me right now.
I am. I'm sorry. I am. Yeah,
I can't. Incredibly talented. Obviously, they've been one of the biggest stars this globe has ever known. But it's hard for me to separate the two. And this movie is celebrating one side of the legacy and not acknowledging the other. What did you think of the movie as a whole? Because audiences have flocked to it. It's done very well at the box office, and people have had a lot of fun with it, dancing around in the theaters and stuff like that. But, critically, the reviews are kind of like, this is sort of just a gloss over jukebox session where they're just, there's no real, like, the story isn't what it should be, and they're just playing a lot of music and showing, it's reenacted concerts and stuff like that to keep you engaged.
I think a lot of it is that, but I think it's from, how he became from the Jackson 5 to starting Michael Jackson. So I know they glossed over a lot of things due to legal issues and stuff. So I do think a lot of things were missed out. But, I mean, I enjoyed it.
But it's still, from what I heard, it's still just a fun experience.
Yeah.
Which I think is okay.
Yeah, I feel like you're cool dancing around to a pedophile.
I mean, I wouldn't leave there and be, loins ablaze.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Sorry, Chidi. Well. Let's move on to a different topic, shall we? Can't believe I never went to prom. SMH.
Aww, Chidi.
Cue the sad music. Let's hash it out, Chidi. What happened?
Well, see, back in the day, I didn't really do my homework that much, so I kind of got in trouble. And I didn't get to go to prom, both proms.
As a punishment? You weren't allowed to go to your prom?
Yeah.
You must have been really bad, GD. Jeez, what did you do?
No, my GPA was not bad. I just was late on some assignments during that time. And yeah, I didn't get to go to prom.
Was this like a ban from like home or school didn't allow you?
Oh, from home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So was there a guy that asked you, like, you know, did this big promposal and there was a hot air balloon and like doves flying out of a big box and stuff like that. And they spelled out the words, Cheaty, will you go to prom with me? And these were doves. This is well before drones. And the doves are hovering there in midair and says, will you go to prom with me? And then you had to be like, no, I'm not allowed to go. I'm sorry. Is that what happened?
It wasn't that dramatic. No.
Did somebody ask you, though?
Okay, this is what I remember. A couple people told me that I was supposed to go with them, and I was like, I don't remember saying yes or planning to, but yeah, there was like two people.
So there were two guys standing on your doorstep that night with their boutonnieres on, ready to give you your corsage for prom. And then you had to walk out on the front steps. And your family's like, no, she'll never go with you. She can't. She didn't do her homework.
No,
this is like a Lifetime movie.
It is, yeah, but no, it wasn't that dramatic.
Dang, what a harsh punishment, though, just for not doing your homework.
Yeah.
It's prom. It's like once in a lifetime type of situation.
Something I'll never get to experience.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you just do your damn homework, Cheaty?
That's a great question.
Sometimes
I don't know.
Sometimes they do those events that are adult proms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go
back. One of those. It is prom season.
It is prom season, yeah. But I think that ship has sailed.
No.
Or what about you know how sometimes like kids in high school will ask like their favorite celebrity to prom and they'll do that? Oh, maybe somebody will ask Cheaty and she can still go.
Are you open to that, Cheaty?
No, I'll pass on that.
Why?
I don't want to be a bunch of high schoolers.
She doesn't want Michael Jackson.
Oh my God.
good point. She does have a new Michael Jackson fixation. So, okay, this might work.
You should stay away from schools.
Yeah, you're not allowed within 100 yards
for
of one now.
Oh, while the dust settles.
Yeah. Then when the restraining order is lifted, maybe we can. Maybe next prom season when the protective order is
lifted. We'll revisit this idea then.
Okay.
Good idea, everyone.
The Michael Jackson. Oh, jeez.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.